Marissa Milton. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says his country will accept aid from G7 countries to battle wildfires and the Amazon rainforest, only if French President Emmanuel Macron retracts what Bolsonaro considers offensive remarks. Macron has questioned Bolsonaro's honesty and commitment to protecting the environment. Last week, Macron threatened to block a free trade deal between Latin America and the European Union unless the Brazilian president took serious steps to fight the Amazon fires. On Monday, Bolsonaro said the money could be better used to reforest Europe. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says if U.S. President Donald Trump wants to hold talks, he must take the first step and lift all sanctions imposed against Iran. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Macron has said France will play a role in the U.S.-Iran talks if they occur, along with the other signatories to the 2015 accord that Trump pulled out of. Those signatories are Britain, Germany, the European Union, China, and Russia. President Trump is fuming over mainstream U.S. news coverage of his attendance at the G7 in France over the weekend. Much of the news coverage of the U.S. president at the summit has been unflattering, spotlighting misstatements, gaffes, and lack of cooperation with other world leaders. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has urged rioters calling for her resignation to stop committing violent acts.
The question of resignation has also been answered. I think a responsible chief executive at this point in time should continue to hold the fort and do her utmost to restore law and order in Hong Kong.
At a press conference, she said that the region's government will resort to lawful measures to restore social order. Over the weekend, violent demonstrators hurled explosives and bricks at security forces.
And I wouldn't say that my government has lost control. Day in, day out, we are not only supporting the law enforcement bodies, we are also acting responsibly to deal with other issues.
China voiced strong dissatisfaction Tuesday with a joint statement by G7 leaders calling for Hong Kong's autonomy in line with Britain's handover of control of the territory to Beijing. The leaders of the industrialized nations at their just-completed summit called for calm in the wake of 12 weeks of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, but Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang accused them of meddling and harboring evil intentions. The Department of Homeland Security is moving some money within the department to fund border programs. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
$271 million from agencies like FEMA and the Coast Guard are being moved to pay for immigration detention beds and to support the policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. The money will cover temporary spaces along the border to help hear asylum cases faster. The bed space is covered under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Congress specifically did not authorize additional ICE funding. Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Lucille Roybal-Allard said the change would support inhumane programs and take away necessary funding for other agencies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tropical Storm Dorian has moved into the Caribbean Sea, bringing heavy rains and winds to the Windward Islands. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Dorian could reach hurricane status by the time it reaches the vicinity of Puerto Rico, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. The region is still recovering from 2017's Hurricane Maria, which left many Puerto Ricans without power for months and killed nearly 3,000 people. Forecasters believe Dorian could threaten the U.S. mainland in Florida by the weekend as a minimal hurricane, packing winds of around 112 kilometers per hour. President Trump, who was criticized for the way he handled Puerto Rico's hurricane recovery, took note of Tropical Storm Dorian on Twitter. "Yet another big storm heading to Puerto Rico," he tweeted. "Will it ever end?" And a Chinese-Australian writer and dissident who's been detained in his native China since January has been formally arrested. His name is Yang Hengjun, was formally charged last Friday. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.
In broadcast, It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.